Being green can be so sexy. Well, at least you can be sexy and keep it green. Check out the Green Divas Eco Sexy Podcast for ways to keep it green in the bedroom or wherever you like to have sex. Well, I haven't talked to Mika in a while. She's been a very busy woman. And Mika Hollander is the co-founder of Sustain Condoms. And we have spoken to her before about women's health and women's sexual health. But she's got a really cool new campaign called Get On Top, which is kind of fun. So we wanted to talk to her about that. So hi, Mika.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm good. Yeah, I saw that you were, you know, doing this new campaign, and I saw the video, and it's fun, but it makes some pretty strong points. So tell us what Get On Top is all about.
Get On Top is all about women taking control of their sexual health and pledging to practice safe sex. So I purposely launched this campaign during Women's Health Week. Because, you know, I think forever women have been thinking about other aspects of their health, like their body, their diet, their mental health. But we usually tend to leave out our sexual health in that equation.
Yeah.
So I really wanted to make a statement that women everywhere need to know and need to acknowledge that their sexual health is a critical component to their overall health.
I didn't know it was Women's Health Week, so thank you. I totally missed that part of the equation. Cool.
Well, there's a week for everything now.
I know. Weeks, months, days, but Women's Health Week sounds like a perfect time to make sure we incorporate our sexual health, whether you're a young woman or a menopausal woman like some people I know, and it's all very important. So what were some of the things that you're doing with this campaign?
So the campaign really came about because, obviously, as you know, I founded Sustain, the first brand of all-natural sexual wellness product companies, about 2 years ago. And throughout my, you know, getting this business up and running and everything that I've done, PR and speaking and stuff like that in relation to Sustain, I've just been, you know, there have been instances where I've been slut-shamed, where I've been pulled from speaking events, because of what I sell. And
right. This
had been something that, you know, I had sort of become a little bit less sensitive to over the years, but I really, a couple months ago, it happened again and it really hit me. I want to do something about this. There's absolutely no reason that a woman should feel uncomfortable or stigmatized for being sexual. And I have built such an awesome, strong community of other female founders throughout my journey with Sustain, who totally believe in what I'm doing and you know, are empowered to take control of their sexual health like I am. And so I just had this idea, let's bring all these women together, let's get them talking, and let's hope to really spark a national conversation around these issues.
Well, yeah, and to me, there's nothing more important than being than a woman, and I have three daughters, so I have tried to teach them to be okay with themselves, their sexuality, and being able to speak up, ask questions, ask for what they want, whatever it is that helps them to be healthier. So they have to be educated, and it's okay to have a conversation about this stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, as some people might know, I started Sustain with my dad, actually. And part of our mission is really to create a model where we sort of exemplify that parents and children should have open and ongoing conversations around sex and sexual health and how critical that is. But yeah, women, if women don't feel comfortable about talking about these issues, they tend to put their sexual health at risk.
Right.
So whether you're talking to your partner, whether you're talking to your parents, whether you're talking to your friends, doctor, whoever, it's just so important that we start having these conversations. And for me, that was really why I wanted to start this campaign, to start a conversation, but also to get people to really say, I pledge to practice safe sex, and share that and feel good about it. We feel good when we go and take our vitamins, why don't we feel good about committing to protect our bodies and ourselves when we're having sex?
Yeah, safe sex is something that, you know, you don't hear as much about. I don't know why it's kind of dwindled below the radar. I guess there's so much other crap going on. But so tell me, how much grief have you encountered from people who might be, I don't know, old school, whatever, and like freaked out that you and your father did this company together? Have you encountered that very much?
I mean, I encounter grief every day. I posted this, you know, earlier today. I was on Fox News in the morning, which was amazing that they had me on. And I posted the video on Facebook, and within 10 minutes, the video was banned from Facebook.
Right.
I already had collected nasty comments from people about a young woman and a condom company. So it's something ongoing. My dad always used to say and still says that I'm really brave. I definitely don't think of myself as a brave person, but I guess what I'm doing is sort of brave. And I think that, you know, my mission in life is to be at the forefront of this movement so that other women don't have to go through what I'm going through moving forward.
Right. You're shattering stereotypes and old beliefs and kind of, you know, really important that we move past these outmoded beliefs that you can't talk about this, that this is not something, you know, because I think it's in the shadows of these things where people do get hurt. And so if we bring it all out to light, it's a much healthier process for everybody. And nobody needs to be living in shame or, you know, get hurt or sick because they were afraid to ask, you know, what does that mean?
Right.
All right. So what can people do to participate?
So I encourage everyone, men and women, but particularly women, to go to letsgetontop.com and take the pledge to practice safe sex. For every pledge, I'm donating a condom to a young woman in need in partnership with Bedsider and the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy.
Excellent. All right. Well, I'll say it again. Letsgetontop.com?
Letsgetontop.com.
All right. And the hashtag, I think, out there is Get On Top, correct?
Correct.
All right. Well, I thank you for this work. And it must be sometimes very challenging to you know, because you're like constantly at battle with the old guard, but, you know, there's lots of people like me.
And the new guard. I'm in battle right now with Mark Zuckerberg because he will not let my content be promoted on Facebook.
Oh, come on, so, Mark.
Come on, Mark. I'm about to go write him a letter. Everyone, all of us are at, you know, at fault at times for sort of shying away from sexual content, whether it's talking about safe sex or other, and so I'm trying to change that.
Well, we're behind you, sister, and Mark Zuckerberg, I'm writing you a letter too, dude.
Thank you so much.
All right, Mika, keep up the good work, and hopefully we'll talk soon.
Thanks so much.
Turned on yet? Well, go to thegreendivas.com. That's T-H-E, greendivas.com. To learn more about this Green Diva's eco-sexy podcast and find other low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green.